This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I need you to be. I need you to be on top of things. I need you to be informed. I need you to be able to push back with fact. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe in the shopping cart. On your way out, you'll save anywhere from 30% to 70%. 30% to 70%. It's a lot of money. Not bad on the product. The product, you know, some of the prices have come down to rock bottom. This is a guy that helps other conservatives make money online. So, you really want to help me? You don't want to just send me 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks? You want to get some, I guess, some value for your donation? Then it's simple. Go buy a pillow. No, really, go buy a comforter. Go buy a doggy bed. They have doggy beds, too. That's how you take care of each other. Really that simple. 32-year-old Oregon woman with a history of mental health problems. She's suing the hospital for greenlighting her double mastectomy gender change that was fast-tracked. Now, this is, I've been talking to you guys about this forever. I've been telling you how bad this is forever. You know, most counselors, psychiatrists, whatever you want to call them that I talk to, they talk about how this stuff doesn't happen overnight. You cannot make these diagnoses in two meetings. It takes a while. Now, Kamel Kiefel only had two short Zoom consultations before being approved for a double mastectomy. The first lasted an hour, the second for only 40 minutes. 3 months later, she had life-altering, physical damaging, irreversible surgery. Now, within 2 years, she regretted the procedure and said the careers overlooked her history of mental health problems. I can never fit a dress the same way again, she says. Who will love me? I'm telling you, we're seeing more and more of this. You psychiatrists, you people that think this is okay to do, especially in a short period of time, shame on you. And the more and more stories I read about this, the more and more I see this is child abuse. Shame on you. Get the kid the real help that they need before doing something like this. And more young women who started doing this because they were kind of coerced into it are now having trouble. Again, I say, shame on you. A growing number of young women now regretting the procedure. Of course they do. An Oregon woman is suing careers for approving her breast removal gender. Again, after these quick meetings. So, unless... I don't know how you fix this, because this should be common sense. She filed this complaint She accused him of this reckless abuse because of how quick she did it. She still suffers extreme, excruciating, severe emotional distress, including when not limited to feelings of betrayal, well, by the medical professionals. Humiliation, distress, anxiety over having lost her breasts. This is a 13-page document beaten on these doctors, as well it should. You got to fix it, and it ain't easy. She goes on to say she also adores living with a permanently scarred, disfigured, and physically painful, discomforting chest. Deep feelings of regret over the unnecessary and permanent losing her choice over breastfeeding a child. It's disgusting. It's terrible. She said she had 1 hour Zoom session with Ruff and in May of 2020 and a 40-minute video call with Burmeister in July, after which both experts wrote recommendations that Kiefer undergo chest reduction surgery. Kiefer says that her career should have been spent, or the hospital should have spent time reviewing her case and history of mental health. Instead, they just rubber-stamped her procedure. It's because there's a lot of money in it. Lots of money in it. Think about it. This is something that was regularly being done everywhere. She went under the knife in August 2020, but guess what? Didn't solve any of her problems. She was still miserable. Still suicidal. Still having... It never does. It never really fixes anything. But they want you to have it. They believe it's right for you. I believe that they know that they're destroying the American family, and they just don't care. You got any other reason? See, it's one thing if the procedure was easily reversible, didn't cause stress or pain or anything else later on. But that's not the case at all. It does. And it is a problem. And there are irreversible things that happen. You need to start telling the parents the truth. And that's what they're not doing. They're not telling the parents the whole truth. Joe Messina, your host. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you've got any questions, and again, head up to the website. There's a lot you can do up there as well. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can make a donation. All kinds of things happening up there as well, as I said. You can even send me an email suggesting who I should take on. Right? What author I should have, maybe, or subject I should take on. More than happy to do that. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Rojo, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you really make a difference. You will make a difference if you do that. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending. All right, we were talking about the people who are detransitioning now. Especially women at high numbers. They were talked into this. This isn't what they thought it was. They cannot go back to the way it used to be. Right? And it's about time they start speaking up. I want to hear from them. Because nobody is going to really put you out there like I will. People need to hear that there's a downside to this. They're not hearing any of that. I hadn't. Let's hear her. Let me see if I can pull this up. In her own words, Camille Kiffel, She testified at the Florida Board of Medicine. And I've been told by many people who, you know, they'll say they want to do something, they want to get involved, they want to make a difference. Ooh, but I don't want my name out there. Well, it's kind of like we need your name out there. And once you get your name out there, you know, once you give your story and they can prove it's you and you get the name out there, then we can make the differences. We can make changes. Otherwise, it's just another anonymous, it's like what we were screaming about Trump, just another anonymous person, another anonymous accusation. And it's not right. It can't be right. We can't allow it to happen. So here, let me see if I can pull this off. Take a listen.
Florida Board of Medicine, in hopes that you'll make the right decision regarding transitioning children and take greater consideration for adults. Prior to my transition, I had spent 20 years of mental health therapy with conventional modalities. I didn't respond well to medications, saw a gender therapist, and had two rounds of transcranial magnetic stimulation therapy. I was diligent in wanting to heal, but nothing my doctors offered had healed me because they always saw my issue strictly as a mental one. I was 30 and at the end of my rope when I transitioned. At the time, I believed I was non-binary. I struggled with severe mental illness and suicidal ideation. I had a trauma history. When I was in sixth grade, my best friend had been raped by her brother. Being a girl meant I was vulnerable. I started to present more masculine. This should have been a red flag, yet within months of requesting top surgery, it was performed on me. I developed complications after my surgery. There are many times I didn't know if I would make it through the night. If I made this mistake as an adult, a young girl could too. Not only did my surgery exacerbate my mental health issues, I now struggle with physical complications as well. Presenting and taking on another gender was a way for me to escape womanhood. Escape is not a valid way of dealing with trauma. You will have to deal with it eventually. I was able to work through these difficult emotions and improve my mental health through a holistic approach. I had physical health issues that had been previously overlooked. Had that been managed, I would have never gotten the surgery. The surgery was an abhorrent misdiagnosis. The goal of healthcare should always be to get to the root cause of the problem. Today, I am more grounded than I have been in my entire life, but I am mutilated. Between my carved-up body and the physical complications, I often question if there's anything on the other side. Where my breasts were are hollow. I can never get them back. I can never fit a dress the same way again. I can never breastfeed. Who will love me? You know what keeps me going? Stopping this from happening to someone else.
God bless her. God bless her for speaking up. God bless her for taking those stances. We need more people like her to step forth. What we really need is more parents to pay attention. You guys have decided that your kids, everything that they say is gospel truth. Everything that they say needs to happen, needs to be done to them. And she's got a fair comment there. What now? I can never breastfeed again. And don't tell me what's what she wanted. She didn't know what she wanted. Right? She had no idea. She wanted help is what she wanted help. I mean, is what she needed and wanted. But she didn't know what help she needed. So her civil suit against the hospital is being financed by the Women's Liberation Front. They're a feminist group that backs several civil suits against clinicians who fast-track women's sex changes. As well they should. Look, bankrupt these places. If they're not going to do it the right way, not that I believe in this to begin with, but if they're not going to do it the right way, if they're not going to do it the same way that we kind of diagnose almost every other issue, then what's the problem? They should pay for this. This should cost them. Right? No joke. And to move on from there, because we already know what this stuff is, what it does. The American Academy of Pediatrics, they're now being accused of pushing trans-identifying teens towards the quote-unquote nuclear option, right, of puberty blockers. Well, and surgery. You cannot reverse puberty blockers. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, is accused of promoting drugs first as a policy for transgender youth. But shouldn't that only come after hours and hours of therapy? Even as a test, even as a second resort, whatever. Now, AAP says its guidelines to reinforce gender youth selects, including through gender affirmation drugs. Why? Why do we allow the youth to do that? Not just here, but in many areas. Why do we do that? Why are they doing that now? Now, the majority of Americans, U.S. adults anyway, say that gender is determined by sex at birth. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed a big word there. Sex assigned at birth. That's wrong. No, it really is wrong. Right? I mean, and you see the breakdown. I can't read all of them. There's a boatload of them. But the breakdown will cause you pause, too. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Of your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Room Joe, 855-732-5563. Interestingly enough, we're talking about the detransitioning, which is going on in greater numbers from women who transitioned to men and are now finding out, apparently they were never told, that this is not reversible, that they wouldn't be able to breastfeed, they wouldn't be able to have children. Which I would hope, I would think, they would ask those questions and or take it for granted. If they're ripping out your uterus, you're not going to be able to have a baby. Right? Talk to Erica Anderson. She is a California-based clinical psychologist who, she's helped hundreds of teens transition. She said she follows a qualified version of affirming youngsters, but says the AAP is not keeping pace with the fast-changed landscape. Millions of school-age American children have been shut at home during the COVID pandemic. They're bombarded online by influencers telling them typical adolescent body images, anxiety is a sign of being a trans. It's not, she says. This is persuasive, right? It's impressionable. These kids are impressionable. They're insecure. They're searching for answers. They're stuck at home. They're trying to figure out what life is all about, and they're stuck with you lying to them online. Now, five pediatricians in March issued a resolution calling for rigorous and systemic review of the AAP's 2018 gender affirmation policy. It's warning of the growing numbers and how they shouldn't be. The paper's been described. Even more clinicians and parents of trans identifying youth, they now got deep concern about the use of medical and surgical interventions without sufficient psychotherapy. That should be the first thing. Not just the drugs, not the surgery. Talk to these kids. Can't do it in California. It's illegal. Like policy rethinks in Britain, Finland, and other European nations, the review should cover safety, efficiency, right, risk of childhood social transition, all kinds of things, right? Cross-sex hormones for surgery. I mean, all these things have to be taken into consideration, and you can't do that in two meetings. Now, this Chicago meetup, it came after Britain's health services decided to close the country's only gender identity clinic for children. It went through a damning review and a slew of allegations by former staff and patients about rushing young people into treatment. A major Swedish clinic last year stopped giving puberty blockers. I mean, seriously, these are not, this is not natural. This is not normal. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you are. And that's what they think. That's what they believe. That's what they're saying. And this comes out of you parents who want your kids to feel good about themselves. They want them to be happy. This is momentary happiness. This is not long term. I mean, seriously, the person that was running against me for my school board seat actually said that when she would have to make decisions for school, that she would go to the experts, which were the three kids in her house. Kids. Experts. Really? This is that generation that thinks they know better than everybody else. Science only applies when they want it to or it goes their way. And they're hurting kids. Like this young lady. They're turning confused kids into suicidal kids. They are kids, after all. Let's be clear. Now, Republicans have passed several bills this year directed at transgender youth. Measures to stop classroom debates on gender identity, restrict participation in sports, blocking access to drugs for transitioning. I think all those make sense until you can sit down and work out a true program, a true process. Laws in Arizona, Texas, Alabama are aimed at stopping doctors from performing gender reassignment surgery, deterring parents from providing gender affirmation care to their transgender children. Now, polls show that Americans are divided, but traditional gender norms seem to come out on top always. Pew Research said a poll in May found that most Americans, 60%, said sex was determined at birth, not by an individual's choice. Right? 46% favored laws against providing children with medical care for transitioning. An NPR survey a month later found that 31% of respondents supported state laws preventing transgender youngsters from undergoing medical transitions. So you see where we're at. See, it's the latest fad. It's almost like a fad, isn't it? At least that's the way it sounds. If your child feels that way, thinks that way, then they must be. No, can't do that. An 8-year-old out of Texas said that he felt like a she and was given, after 2 meetings, they started giving him hormone blockers. Right? No, seriously. This is craziness. Many U.S. parents often, they support a child's decision to transition. But many parents have also said back that they were amazed and shocked, actually, at how quickly the doctor said, yeah, we need to go down this road if that's the way they feel. California teenager Chloe Cole last month told a medical panel how she was encouraged as a 13-year-old to take puberty blockers and later have surgery that irreversibly and painfully damaged her body as she transitioned to a boy. At her testimony, she warned of the dangers of online LGBTQ activism. These kids are bombarded with their stuff on their phones, on their pages, you know, I don't care if it's Instagram or any of those, right? And look at how far they go with this stuff. They're calling it trans genocide. How do you figure? No, it's funny thing about it is nobody's saying stop it totally, although I don't agree with it at all, but nobody's saying stop it totally. Because of the amount of kids that now want to transition back, we're saying, whoa, something, you're doing something wrong. There's something that just quite isn't right here. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is where I tell you to pay attention. Get involved, pay attention, make noise. Look at... In New Hampshire, a biological male, transgendered to be a female, Brian Nguyen, he won the New Hampshire a beauty pageant. Now, can I just be honest with you? Can we talk here? You know, they always say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Now, I'm looking at these girls sitting around him. She hasn't transitioned yet, right? Very, very attractive young ladies. Obviously working hard to have their bodies look a certain way. Working hard on their hair and other things. This man, this boy, doesn't compare to any of them. Very overweight. Not attractive at all. And yet, because they feel sorry for him, they're giving... How does that build? And, you know, I mean, seriously, any kind of self-esteem at all. You don't think, you don't believe that at some point in time they're going to figure out what went down and they were given these awards or given these trophies or given whatever. I mean, trophy kids, here we go again. With no reason for it? I mean, really? 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, I'd love to know how you feel about this. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Hit the donate button. What better way to spend your money but on me? Be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Go to see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Biden came out today and he said, hey, listen, I think everybody wants me to run for president in 2024. Yeah, we do. I do. Please. Don't you think it would be fun again to see him and Trump go at it? I would find it extremely amusing. During a press conference discussing the midterm elections, Democrat President Joe Biden claimed that, hey, everybody wants me to run. And despite multiple shows showing that most Democrats want someone else, not him, you got to admit, the guy, whatever. How do you interpret last night's results, Mr. President? And now are you going to decide whether you're going to seek election from them or not? You know, is it now more likely that you will run? He said, my intention is that I run again. But I'm a great respecter of fate, and this ultimately is a family decision. What does fate get to do with family? My intention is that I run again. No, you're going to run again, or you're going to say you are. He said, I think everybody wants me to run, but, there you go. Huh? What does that mean? You know, I don't feel like in any hurry that I should announce it or try to support it or push it in a different direction. To make the judgment today, well, okay, whenever, whatever, no matter. However, the vast majority of Democrats do not want Biden to run again. That's what polls show. According to CNN poll, 75% of Democrats want someone else, not Joe. In fact, Biden has struggled to answer his own wife, even support him running for 2024. During the interview with MSNBC, Biden was asked if he plans to run again. He responded at one point, I've not made a formal decision, but it's my intention. My intention to run again. But we have time to make that decision. Well, if you've already decided, if you have an intention, what's the problem? What are you waiting for? Okay. Biden paused and looked around like there were going to be more questions. Good for him. Then he said, Dr. Biden, my wife thinks, does he know that she's his wife? Or somebody had to tell him? Look, I'm sorry, you cannot, the rest of his quote in that line, he says, Dr. Biden thinks that, my wife thinks that we're doing something very important. Are we for real? And you were worried about Trump being close to the buttons? Right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love it when they're this confused. Right? No real reason behind it. It's because they know they don't have. They don't have the information. They don't have what they need. Yeah, but they don't care. Twitter turmoil continues under Musk. Could be triggering the FTC warning. I talked about this a little earlier. They told Elon they're poised to crack down on platform over privacy concerns as chaos continues with the social media giant. Right? I mean, seriously, he's got to jump on this. He has got to get these people gone. He has got to get them out of the way. Seriously. You know, otherwise, more and more this is going to happen to him. Now, Musk had told Twitter employees that there's difficult times ahead. No more remote working. No more of these $50 lunch plates, really. Right? And he talks specifically said that there are changes are coming, that need to come. Right? Lots of dumb things as he learns at the helm. He told his employees to brace for difficult times ahead. For them, it's difficult because they're not getting that fancy lunch anymore for free. In a mass email Wednesday afternoon, Musk said that there was no way to sugarcoat the message and that employees should expect changes concerning office policies. The email allegedly said that Musk will discontinue remote work, will be requiring employees to be in the office for at least 40 hours a week. Any exception would need to have his personal approval. Musk reportedly said he expected half of Twitter's revenue to come through a subscription service. And his newly proposed revocation fee also said that content creators will be able to monetize their pages to supporters. Now, the email came shortly after Musk implemented a new official badge icon. He pulled it back pretty quick. $20 a month was a lot of money, or was it 20 a month or 20 period? Right? He's basically saying that the subscription plan will be between $4 and $8 a month. You know, I get what he's doing. There are ways to make money without selling data, and that's part of what Twitter was doing, along with Facebook, selling data. He went on to say that the platform was looking to add features such as a more robust direct messaging system, an option to save videos, and it will deactivate and delete inactive accounts to clear up user profile names, or to clear user profile names. He said his goal in purchasing Twitter was to support and protect freedom of speech. Now, since taking over Twitter 2 weeks ago, Musk fired lots of top executives, including the CEO, the CFO, and most of the company's high-end staff. He's got a sense of humor, this guy. He has he's updated his biography to read Twitter Complaint Hotline Operator. He also changed his current location to hell, you know, after he moved into the offices at Twitter. Right? I can't imagine the direction these guys are going in. Mark Zuckerberg, he's talking about layoffs as well. I mean, these guys are starting to hurt. We saw it coming. They play too much in this arena. Right? You know, Zuckerberg says he's accountable as Meta prepares for layoffs. Now, what's funny about it was that company employees saw this coming, and they were posting up on Twitter and other places that they were going to, they weren't afraid because they were going to work for Twitter. Twitter was hiring. Well, guess what? Twitter's no longer hiring. Matter of fact, they're firing. They're laying people off. In an interview, Zuckerberg said that he was accountable for the company's missteps. It led to increased staffing as broad layoffs for employees are starting this week. Companies expected to cut thousands of employees beginning Wednesday. Employees who are let go will receive at least 4 months of salary. Wow. Also, will give them access to recruiters, other business teams, to make sure that they have a way to get another job. Meta is the parent company of Facebook, reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Company aggressively hired through COVID-19. Employees were told by officials to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week. Meta stock fell by more than 70% this year. Good. No, really good. I'm glad. Glad to hear it. These guys can't be rewarded for doing the wrong thing. You got Twitter and Facebook both doing layoffs. What does that tell you? And Elon is not a guy that doesn't know how to make money. Right? Another, I don't even know this service. Service called Snap. They're cutting 20% of its staff. This is not ending anytime soon. You're seeing this happen all the time now with companies like this. Look, the economy's not where they tell us it is. No, really. And most of you already know that. I'm not giving you any news if you're listening to this show. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Listen, go up to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on out there, a lot to get involved with. And I want you involved with everything. Right, you can request, and not just there, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email if you've got somebody you'd like to see me bring on, a new book you know about, new book that you're hot on, if you would. We'll see what we can do about getting the author on, if it makes sense. Always appreciate the time you spend it with me. You can find us all over the place, horse manure on the ranch most of the time. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. Come on back. A lot more coming up in the next hour.